You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You are listening to Teachable Moments, CITR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. I'm your host, Dork. You are you. And today's definition of the word cool is cool, verb, innovate. But before we get into that, let's call back the song that we opened the show with. That was Let You In, Debbie Friday's most recent single. It's not like immediately recent, but we played it a few times on the show because I love it. And it's really good. So I'm glad that we all got to share that together. today's episode of Teachable Moments is going to be all Black performers. It is Black History Month right now. It's February 20th. And while this show really regularly features a lot of Black performers, local, non-local, etc., I wanted to take a whole episode just to play exclusively Black voices. I just thought it would be appropriate and nice. Why not? YOLO. And also, great music is made every day, so let's appreciate and enjoy. The reason that today's definition of word cool is cool verb innovate is I was talking with someone one time about the ways that like genres are kind of developed over time, and obviously Black performers have pushed and like created so many genres, like that's not what this episode's about, but people, or like the words that people kept using were like this genre was influenced by Black performers from this area, or like this genre was built upon by Black performers from this area, and just kind of like a lot of like weird euphemisms, or maybe euphemism isn't really the right word, but like kind of downplaying of the like creative force, and like very not like necessary input, but again, like not even input of Black performers and musicians. Especially in, and what we were talking about was like kind of North American genres specifically. And the person we were talking to was like, no, these genres were innovated by these creators. It wasn't influence. It wasn't like being given the building blocks, whatever. It was like a creative force and just like complete innovation from these communities. And I now, whenever I hear the word innovate, I always think of that. I always think of the ways that Black culture and Black creators and Black communities have innovated the culture of so many people. I mean, specifically in North America, but I mean, the influence is felt all around the world. So that's why this, like, to me, that word innovation is like very much tied to Black history. And so that's what we're kind of talking about today. So just to quickly define innovation or innovate, like as a verb, it's to make changes in something established, especially by introducing new methods, ideas, or products. Something that I don't really like about a lot of the definitions of innovate that I found, like it was very like product oriented versus like, I don't know, like output oriented. Like, I don't know, the word product is like, it gives capitalism. But the way that we're gonna talk about innovation, we're gonna talk about revolutionizing, metamorphizing, and restyling are three kind of like the three perspectives on innovation that I have come up with. So let's get into these tunes. This next song is As We Rise by Naja, and you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Yeah. can't avoid this feeling. This place we're used to meet, now we hate it. It reminds you of me, of us seeing. I know I recall things differently, but I'm just trying to make them disappear, disappear, disappear. I'm not so proud, I went too far. Violent with me, so I fall back. Violent with me, so I fall back. Stop me, I'm done. Tell me, I've come so far. You don't need more time. Our love is all you have. Yes, someone is missing you.
Is up. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You just heard the song Viens et Vois by Ervoy. Oh God, my French is so bad. However you would pronounce the word V-O-I-S in French, by Pretty V, one of their most recent singles. They've been pumping the singles out, and I think they have a new like EP out too. So check it out. Just for that was Tame Me Demo by Ori out of Montreal off of their Blueprints of Us, kind of like double single. And then open that set with As We Rise by Nausea. You're listening to Teachable Moments, here's what's up for what's hot and what's not. I'm your host, Dork. You are you, and today's edition where cool is cool, verb innovate. In the context of innovation, we're talking about to revolutionize. And like kind of the subcontext of all of these like kind of like different perspectives on innovate is like to revolutionize culture, to metamorphize culture, to restyle culture. And kind of like the theme of today's episode is who pushes cultural change, who pushes change, who pushes specifically cultural change. And the reason why I chose these words is because of like, yeah, the three, I think, very distinct ways that innovation, specifically in culture, is kind of viewed. So to revolutionize, obviously, there's a lot of like political weight behind that word, a revolution of some kind within like a genre, because we were talking about music, obviously, or within, oh my God, my brain was the industry, or within a practice, just some kind of upheaval that I think like people, something I've been thinking about a lot with kind of how messed the political landscape is everywhere, but I guess we'll focus on North America, is like people see revolution as so violent when it's like really not. Like, it's I really think of revolution as a very natural reaction to stagnancy. And, like, change is so necessary. Constant adaptation and, like, constant adjustment is so necessary for, like, a healthy environment. And it's only when those changes aren't happening or being kept up with when people get angry and they require a revolution of some kind. So that's just some thoughts on revolution in general, I guess. but then also bringing it back to culture and cultural change and cultural innovation, part of it also is like a reframing of something. A revolution is just like an upheaval, a like churning in and like shake up kind of an existing established framework. And once it's to revolutionize something, you need to be viewing that framework from a different perspective. It needs to be reframed. And then the other kind of like lasting point of to revolutionize culture or anything is, I feel like, again, because there's this like very political association with the word revolution, it's also very intentional. I often think about like the Black Panther movement and like how like so thought out and like so considered all of the text and all of the programs and all of the rhetoric kind of that movement. It like I think another thing that people kind of do a disservice to revolution and revolutionaries is in like seeing them as, or framing them as like unconsidered, like they don't know what they're talking about, like they, like the system is what works and like whatever, like anything they're saying is almost like heresy. And it really isn't. It's like very based in experience and like seeing needs and like actually trying to meet those needs in as informed a way as possible. And so I think that like with politics and like in any way, I think intention and like intentionality specifically is so integral to it. And yeah, that's and that also just to speak of in like if bringing it back to genre and like the way that Black communities have innovated music and genre specifically, like it's an intentional kind of footprint that's left. It's not like just noodling and like do do do, wow, like that's wild, that's a whole new genre. Like to build a new genre, there is intentional artistic choices being made and like expressions being shared to build that new framework. So these are all my thoughts on this, but we got to move along. This next song is Nothing to Growing Old by Postmodern Connection off of their album A Welcome Change, and you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
I've lived enough for two of us. nothing to growing gold. I know I'll be alright. I know I'll be alright.
UBC, join us, join the SSN, a collaboration between the C4 Choral Composition Club and the Music Production Club. With us, you can find someone with whom to collaborate, someone with whom to make music. Skill levels welcome. SSN@gmail.com. Reach out. Together, we can make music. Join us.
K K'Lalalelum is an urban indigenous health and wellness cooperative in Vancouver's downtown east side. Taking a decolonized approach to healthcare, K'Lalalelum aims to partner indigenous elders with physicians and allied health professionals to provide culturally informed physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual care to our community members. You can join us in helping to decolonize healthcare and supporting members of the downtown east side by sharing our story or providing single, monthly, or annual donations. Head over to our website, klalalelum.ca, or Instagram at K-I-L-A-L-A-L-E-L-U-M to learn more or donate.
Again, shoot that baby, they so low.
What is up? You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded ancestral traditional and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city currently known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I talked for so long in that last break, so we don't have a ton of time to get into it, but let's call those songs back, baby. Speaking of, that last song you heard was Push Back Baby by Lutalo off of their album Again. Just before that was Manic Pixie Pacifist by Hallelujah High Lu, their most recent single. Hallelujah High Lu also performed last Friday in the Cozy Corner series happening at CITR for the next two Fridays. I think it's February 23rd and then March 3rd or something like that. I'm not looking at a calendar, but it's a performance series happening at the CITR Lounge of Black Performers. 12 out of 10 recommend checking it out. And then just before Manic Pixie Pacifist, we heard Nothing to Growing Old by Postmodern Connection. You're listening to Teachable Moments, CITR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. And today's definition for cool is cool, verb, innovate. We're talking about the innovation of culture and music, etc. We talked about to revolutionize culture, and now I'm going to speak really briefly on to metamorphize culture. I think that this framing of innovation is so, I guess, obviously focused more on like change and growth. I think there's a real, like, with metamorphization, I always think of the obvious metaphors, the butterfly, the caterpillar, metamorphizing into this like beautiful other whole other thing. And I think that like there is a really important and integral like naturalness to innovation and like growth. I really think of like phases. I mean, I talk about something I think about a lot and we've talked about on the show is like osmosis, like at what point kind of the how fluid and flexible. It's so hard to draw a line of when things change because of how gradual things are, but then also there are very distinct phases. And yeah, just like natural progression. I think that like innovation and to innovate something and for something to be metamorphized, there is something natural. And we were kind of talking about it before with like revolution. And to revolutionize something is really like a response to a need and a response to almost an adaptation kind of. And that's the most natural thing in the world. That's exactly what evolution is. It's responding to danger in a different way to see what works. And then when we apply kind of that metaphor to genre and to like cultural artifacts, we can see like people trying things, testing things, what stays, what doesn't, what builds a whole new like school of thought, of practice, etc. So those are some thoughts on to metamorphize. We have to move along. This next song is Wicked Gal featuring Lady Likes by Bambi off of her Infinity Club EP. And you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Let me tell you one thing I know. Likes and I want to take no info. Little bit of liquor and it ain't my fault. I'll be like, no, no, no. When I get twisted, anything goes. Drunk on belligerence is in tow. Next minute, my hands around your throat. Now you're getting choked. I saw
no, me no take chat. Y'all go on, but me a running off flat. Drag her by her hair, put her in a headlock. Now she bald headed, crying in a wig cap.
I saw wicked gal.
Me no lose my cool. If a boy want take gal for a fool, me will link up with him best friend too. Wine pon the boy, make him get a good view.
I saw wicked gal.
Pantry, and say you want see me pretty panty. My body thick, no me never lanky. Him say what a bam bam, like my sister Nancy. Them man a foolish like a shanty. Spin a boy head like a sip of brandy. Come me two dresses like a landy. Send chat to your dear mother like Bambi.
I'm a man, bandit. Send him home. and it ain't my fault. I'll be like, no, no, no. When I get twisted, anything goes. Strong belligerence is in tow. Next minute, my hands around your throat.
Me cara, I want this. Tá na piano. Como tofu abusi le comando. No wa call on me G. Do some money to me fee me that tea. Ne aki nobody. Become a day weli. Become a day weli. No wa pampa me G. Dede ando. In a sokna pio knapi na presta y gango. Udanga de G na nga jango. Como tofu abusi le comando. No wa call on me G. Do some money to me fee me that tea. Ne aki nobody. Become a day weli. Become a day weli.
Piano.
down for me G.
CITR 101.9 FM on a Tuesday, specifically at 1 p.m. or 11 p.m. for saxophone Hella Permitti or saxophone Len Lee. Hosted by moi, accompanied with the improvisationalists, saxophonists, composers, and musicians of our great era since the 70s. Featuring artists such as Anthony Braxton, Albert Ehler, Solange, Ghostface Killah, Ornette Coleman, Sonny Rollins, Sasha That's 1 p.m. or 11 p.m. on a Tuesday to listen to saxophone a la Primiti or saxophone Lenui.
F7 Entertainment presents hardcore punk band Military Gun, performing cuts from their critically acclaimed album Life Under the Gun in Vancouver on Friday, March 8th at the Rickshaw Theater. Catch them in Vancouver before their upcoming performances at Bonnaroo and Coachella this year. Tickets on sale now at f7entertainment.com.
Wait for me.
What is up? You are listening to CATR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded ancestral traditional and shared territories on the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You just heard the song Lover Friend by Kate Renata and Rochelle Jordan. Just before that was Ede Wary, Sauron Piano by Jeru Vandal, Siren, Dot Boy, and Gayance. And then open that set with Wicked Gal featuring Lady Likes by Bambi off of her Infinity Club EP. You're listening to Teach Moments here. What's up for what's hot and what's not. I'm your host, Doric. You are you into the general cool is cool verb innovate. We talked about to revolutionize. We talked about to metamorphize. And now we're going to very briefly talk about to restyle. The reason why I want to talk about restyling is like how, because we've been talking about music and kind of like, I guess, art form so much. Something that I really like about the restyling kind of framing of innovation is it's a like it's focused on aesthetic, which is like so important, but also like on adjustment and collaboration. Like to restyle something, you have to try something and then take a step back, and it's a really like immediate feedback loop, and it's almost like recycled. Like it's, I think of restyling as like, so you have these like, I mean, I'm really just thinking of outfits, but like you have these pieces, and then what are the different ways that you can use these, this fabric, drape this thing here, place this here, like trying new things and like rearranging all of these things in a way that I think is really interesting. And then also like what's interesting about restyling is it's very tangible. It's like very like, I see this practice or I see this thing and I want to apply it in a different way. And you see that again, this immediate feedback loop is happening as innovation happens as well. So those are some thoughts on to restyle culture. We're gonna move right along. This next song is TNT by Fio, and you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM at Vancouver.
Once cigarette smoke, a coin left where we slept, crooked and yellow. Dynamite underneath our feet, treasure on the wasteland. When they promised us change, we hid beneath the sheets, sawdust in our hands. Now left blind in search of bliss, children of widows. Nightmares of dead chase me through minefields again and again and again and again. Out of the window and onto the ledge and over the edge and over my head. She's on my heels on every corner. I'd rather sink down four floors from traffic above, fade to a murmur. But she comes back around more life,
friend, but she gon' write back. Say that's your friend, but she gon' write back.
What is up? We've reached the end of our show. You're listening to Teachable Moments on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Hankamina-speaking Musqueam people on UBC Vancouver campus. The song you just heard was Jazia by Baby X Sosa. Just where that was Who by Kissin out of Berlin. Kissin means pillow, which I think is cute. And then open that set with TNT by Fio. Today's definition of cool was cool verb innovate. We were talking about specifically the impact of Black culture and Black creatives on culture in general, and specifically music and cultural change. So we talked about to revolutionize, to metamorphize, to restyle. And happy Black History / Futures Month. CITR is having its Cozy Corner series every Friday. This past Friday, Hallelujah Hailu performed. This Friday, February 23rd, Sam Chimes is going to be performing. And then next Friday, March 1st, Faye is going to be performing at CITR in the lounge. Doors are at 7. Show starts at 7:30. And you can get tickets online or at the door. It's only $5 and it supports Black artists in your community. We are going to close the show with Mist Milano, Choose Summer, Gold Teeth, and Bamboos off of her album Beyond the Uncanny Valley. Thank you so much for tuning in to Teachable Moments. You're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Get into me cleaner than a hazmat suit. Got my stocks up, check my NASDAQ too. Don't this shit stay, don't it stick like glue? Man, I can't get it off like a bad tattoo. All summer long, gold teeth and bamboos. I ain't doing shit else cause I don't have to. Lay up in the sun with my brand new man too. Stay in bitches' hair like a bottle of Cantu. Around the way they act like they can't stand you. They on your page every day, girl, they stan you. Give them away, blow a kiss, then a wink. If your money long, weed long, kitty cat pink. Brand new everything, plus a kitchen sink. If you could, then you would, but it's too hot for a mink. It's all good in the hood. Pour another drink up, everybody smoking till their eyes shrink up. Get into me cleaner than a hazmat suit. Got my stocks up, check my NASDAQ too. Got plans later, I promised I'd come through. Man, I can't get them off like a bad tattoo. All summer long, gold teeth and bamboos. I ain't doing shit else cause I don't have to. Someone say fine, you the first thing I think of. Don't gotta say nothing, I thought sick of. And like this, y'all, and like that, y'all.